Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 50.
Decay Jammed, because the other title works better for next week. And Decay's just getting all kinds of swag lately.
He is, he's like super swag.
He's getting everything, like it's the return of Decay, like he came back.
We're on Season 5.
What did you say?
I said 4, didn't I?
Damn it! we were so far into it.
That's okay. We'll pretend. No, let's not pretend. Let's just acknowledge the fact that I fucked up, and continue.
Let's just continue. Like, why don't you dev over and be like 5? Like, just do like a really robotic voice. Break out the frog pod.
Or better yet, I'll just let it be and see if anyone notices until Kevin mentioned it.
So
they have like a minute.
2.5 seconds. Like, wait a second. Oh, no, see, I was right. He mentioned it. Kiefer will notice.
If you didn't mention it on Twitter before you hit that point, then you lose.
Kiefer's bound to notice. I swear he has like a binder. Like, he's like a binder where he can like look up. He has like an episode and like show notes, like times that were funny. Like, notable, like, canon occurrences.
You should give me those notes, because like, I don't know anything about our show.
It's like one of Leslie Knope's scrapbooks. It's like, and this was the first appearance of Datus.
The only thing I know is that we're stupid.
I've known that since episode one. I mean, we tried to be professional for, like, the first 3 episodes. It was pretty funny. It's kind of like Parks and Rec. We were really sedated for the first couple episodes, and then we just let loose.
We just gave
sounds
up.
Like you're talking about a fart.
No, yeah. We're not talking about a fart. Damn
well,
it, Cordy.
Let loose.
The AT&T people. You're the opposite of Batman.
Superman?
No. Damn it, I knew that was going to happen too. How did I know it? Put Kevin back on. I never thought I'd say that. But
well, no, he's going to take some medicine.
What happened to the baby?
She's sleeping in her bassinet.
Apparently we have a third co-host. I mean, we always had a third co-host. Actually, that's not true. Brian, go.
What?
Your turn, one-ups.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that we used to not have an order? We'd be like, who's going to go first? I'm like, bitch, there's an order to this past us.
Hey, Dawson.
That was awful.
I was almost fooled.
Almost fooled. He's a little slow.
I don't know that at all.
I think I'm just gonna pass because
your whole term was made of vagina theory.
I started Halo 3.
No. Oh, there you go. You've already passed me up. I'm still on level 3 of Halo 1.
And I'm pretty sure that's about it.
We should totes do some co-op when you're done with all of them. It'll be like when we play Transformers, and that one random guy came in to help us, and then he left because the mission was so fucking hard.
You can watch me just run around and punch things, because that's
pretty
all I
much.
Do in these games.
Like in Uncharted. All right, there's 5 guys. Here's what we'll do. Like, you literally jumped over me and landed on top of them.
Then he landed on top of you, and you got all excited.
Plays well, first-person right. Shooter, punches people instead.
Well, when you have an energy sword, it makes it easy.
Yeah.
Energy swords are the best. And gravity hammers. Hammers.
I still haven't got to use one.
I don't remember how often you get to use it in the campaign, but you get to use it in multiplayer.
There's been at least 2 instances, but Cat stole it first.
Damn it, Cat.
Cat's just the worst.
Anyway, go ahead.
Shit, I almost have nothing either. I did finish Daredevil.
That ass.
Yes, that. So that was good.
He can't see any of dead ass because he's blind.
He can feel it though.
Oh,
actually, that's true. Well, like, I feel like he can just like sense what they look like just by being around them. It's like crazy blind powers. I don't know, but it was pretty good. Like a little over the edge, gory even for me. I mean, Breaking Bad like melted a dude in a bathtub episode 3, but still, But it was good.
I loved you in the bathtub.
Like, it didn't have any diggle, though. So, like, I kept waiting for, like, a diggle, like, counterpart to show up, and it never did. So, the show sucks. You don't have a diggle. You don't have a Dawson. That's just – I want that on a shirt, actually. I honestly don't think anything else has happened. I lead a very boring life.
We know.
Because I stay indoors in fear of people.
We know. So my onesies is
Holy crap. What? At some point in time, Kevin might actually say that while putting a onesie on a baby. Hashtag onesieception. It's all been foreshadowing to the baby this whole time.
Let's see. What have I done? I haven't gotten anything. You know what I didn't mention I got? I got the head dropping Leo and Donatello figures.
Sounds like a really bad like lesson for people with children. Head drop.
And I got so I got those two. I cannot find the other two anywhere. Like, I feel like they only make these two figures. Like, every time I go somewhere, they're like, we have Leonardo's, we have Donatello's.
Would you like me to get them for you?
No, I will find them. I'm determined.
Okay. Just remember, I gave you that out and you didn't take it.
That sounds like a threat. Like, are you going to go eliminate all of the other ones while you're there?
Like
let's go toy hunting, Brian burns the other ones in the store.
Brian, you get to come and see how bad my toy selections are at places.
Look forward to that. We're going traveling to hunt for nothing.
Yeah, we'll just go around.
We did in California.
We'll go around and waste gas.
We literally drove to pass by a building. And, like, the three of us were excited. Kevin's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we're like, Dunder Mifflin. And he's like, what am I doing? I'm just driving these people to nowhere.
And actually, one of those trips to Target, we had an incident with Kaylee. Kaylee decided that...
She knows how to put a straw in a cup?
No, well, what happens is, like...
She doesn't? Okay.
No, she knows how to put a straw in a cup, but that's not what happened.
Okay.
She gets distracted by toys, and she'll just stop to play with them. So we just
like
kept... We're like, come on, Kaylee, and she'll keep playing. So we walked off, and, like, we stood, like, around the corner of, like, a column or something, so she couldn't see us. And... She finally decided she's done whatever she's playing with, and she walks out of the aisle. She's like, Mommy, Daddy. She's just screaming and crying, and she couldn't find us. And she just took off running the opposite direction from where we were. I'm like, oh, shit.
So you're like, lol, how funny would it be if she thought we abandoned her? Let's hide behind this pillar.
Well, we do this all the time, and unless she finds us. And she took off running. Well, one of the Target employees just sees this running child screaming for her mother. So then he takes off chasing behind her to go help her find her mother. Except he can't catch up to her. She just outruns him. Like, it wasn't like, you
She's
know.
She's like, oh shit, the fuss.
Like, yeah, like he was, I mean, he was skinny and everything. It wasn't like he was like, one of those, like, fat cops eating a donut. Like, he just... some scrawny dude couldn't keep up with my four-year-old. Like, it was really funny. Like, and I'm just walking calmly. I'm just like, whatever, I'll catch up to her eventually. I'm not concerned.
You should write parenting books. I would read them.
I'll get there eventually. Whatever.
Chapter 2, How to Make Your Child Think You Abandoned Him for the Lols.
It is for the lulz. We do it everywhere we go. She doesn't want to follow us, so we just walk off and stand on the next aisle and wait for her to be like, where are you? I can't find you. And then we laugh and she cries. And
it's like everything's just good. Everything's hunky-dory.
Oh, my God.
Well, eventually she'll learn. Eventually she'll learn not to do that.
Eventually.
And in the meantime, I get some entertainment out of it. As everyone's aware, I've been playing Pokemon still. I have attained my 8th badge in Black 2 and White 2, and my 7th badge in X, so that's a thing.
Did you ever get your team straightened out?
Yeah, I figured out what I'm going to do.
Okay. They pray the gay away. Sorry. I can't resist.
Yeah, my team prayed the gay away, and
you got the team straightened out. He made them think he abandoned him too. It was pretty funny.
they prayed the Adano away.
Yeah. But what I did, well, I'm also still trying to like catch everything in like fourth gen and everything. So I'm like, okay, Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I've been putting it off and putting it off, and those need to do that goddamn Safari Zone. And like, I seriously think like each set of games they come up with. Like, something that just makes you want to, like, fucking kill the developers because it's the stupidest way of catching anything ever. Right? Poke Radar, for example. That was one. And then you had, like, then we have the Safari Zone, and I'm sitting there, and it's like, you need to put so many blocks of this type of object in order to make Iron appear. And I'm like, I fucking hate you. I can't just make a goddamn appear. Like, the Great Marsh was bad enough in Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum with its, like, rotating daily Pokemon and you don't know what the hell's going on. Then they get to this shit and, like, you need to put 30 peak objects here and then walk away for 20 days. What? Like, no. Can you just give it to me now?
I don't even think I did anything in Johto's Safari. I just, like, stopped because it was stupid.
Like, and then I don't even think Serebii's list is correct because, or something, I don't know. Because, like, I was doing it on HeartGold. I set up, like, six areas, and I set the same six in Soul Silver, so that way I could, like, just clear them out one area at a time. And I did the desert area, and I set up for something. I don't remember what it was. And all of a sudden, like, Trapinch appeared. And I look on the thing, it says Trapinch should only appear with, like, this many of this object after, like, 30 days. I'm like, well, that's clearly not correct. Like, I end up catching Trapinch and Cacti without having to, like, wait for it to have any days to pass and have any objects. I'm like, this is seriously the stupidest thing I think I've ever done, ever. Like, except for trying to find a Feebas. That was... Like, that fucker needs to go die in a hole. Like, I just don't understand why they would do that to you. Like, Milotic's not that good that they have to make Feebas that hard to find.
Milotic's not really even that good at all.
Like,
well, you've never really seen a competitive Milotic.
Milotic.
But yeah, it fucking pisses me off. Like, I hate capture methods that are just dumb. Like, just let me go find it on a route somewhere. Like, I can handle swarms. I can handle, you know, like other simple shit. Okay, headbutt the tree. But then honey trees, go fuck yourself, honey tree. Put some honey here and come back in 12 hours. No, fuck you. Just give me the goddamn Pokemon now.
You know what, honey tree? Fuck you.
I don't want to wait 12 hours to try and remember to come back and play this game. Fucking asshole.
Crank my lip. You got, like, you know,
trying to get a Munchlax and just keep getting Combis and Burmese. I'm like, no, I don't want this shit. I want all a goddamn Munchlax.
Ease at the end.
That's my aggravated rant on Pokemon. It was longer after last week's podcast. You can ask Brian.
It was pretty funny.
Like I said, we were done.
Like,
I'm
it like, would just keep just going.
Like, I wish that was recorded because it was just hilarious. Like, I was
Brian's
so
one-ups were about vaginas, so wasn't even his. It was preemptive.
Brian doesn't get a one-up. All I know is so far I've only been able to pre-order a Pac-Man amiibo. I can't seem to get the rest of them because fuck my life.
Speaking of fuck my life, the news?
Oh yeah, so that actually does apply this time.
Yeah, the news does apply in the news this week.
We have big figure arts news this week.
I think we have big feet news for some reason. I was like, whoa.
Mario does have big feet, kind of.
And we have big figure out news. Super Fire Mario is going to be released. Thomas U. Webb exclusive. That's awesome. I'm excited about that.
They're finally making a playset I want. Because it is bad guys. I'm like, cool.
It's got a Boo and a Bullet Bill, a Koopa Troopa, and a Goomba. I want it for the Koopa Troopa. Like, I like the Bullet Bill and the Boo and everything. But I'm like, I want a Koopa.
The Koopa
they're adorable.
Miniature posability. Not like miniature posability, but minimal posability, which is what I was trying to say in the first place. So that's kind of cool. You can move them a little bit. So that's neat. I haven't bought any of the previous playsets just because I don't really have the space for them or the money for them.
Neither have I.
But this one is basically just figures with a stand, so I'll get this one. This one's worth it, I think.
And then, almost as big news, Kivala. That bitch is getting released.
And she's retail.
Like, first of all, like, I think Chenix linked me to it first. I clicked it, and it's like, Kivala. I'm like, sweet. I don't know why this is happening, but
we literally just talked about that like a week or two ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
They heard us. Thanks,
Skype. And then they're like, retail. I'm like, hold on.
Hold on. Kevin loves to hear this story, you can tell.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Retail? And I went to the Tamashii website because I needed, like, visual proof. And there it is in the little pickups banner in Kivala. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I'm like, it's real. It's real. It's actually real. You know what that does? That gives me hope for Poseidon.
G3 Mild. Oh. G3 Mild will be retail. Imagine.
I feel like anything's a possibility now.
Like, they really just go do these things randomly. Like, I want Kivala, if for nothing else, just for the novelty of how long it took to come out. I think she was just displaced in time. Like, they had her ready to go up, like, 5 years ago, and then they're like, oh, shit, George, you never put that up? I don't know why I picked George. I didn't even mean for it to be that George. Apparently, he's in charge of figure arts now. So, it's his
fault. Like, that's what I feel happened, is that, like, it was on somebody's desk, and they just kind of forgot about it. And, like, they thought it was done, and then someone came to them and was like, what's that doing there? Huh? You didn't, like, release that? Oh, shit.
It's funny when this news came out to see how many people think Kivala's from Kiva. You think someone named Kivala's from Kiva? I wish you could hear yourself.
I mean, I want it because it's a Kiva-type design. That's why.
Meanwhile, poor Kiva still can't just get his one figure. Like, you just need one. Just the one.
As much as I want Kiva, I actually really want Garuru for him.
They showed Sokka that one time before they put him into the incinerator. That was like years ago.
They melted down Sokka to make Kivala.
Was that at that crazy show where they showed like everything? Like they showed the double Revolgari and the Futokun and the Banana Axel. And
they showed Banana Axel. They showed
the other piece of the Hard Boiler we never got.
The Hard Splasher.
Mask Kabuto.
Oh yeah, that was.
And they're like, hey, let's just remake Kabuto instead.
They showed what are they? They showed like a million things that like never released, and you know. Then all of a sudden, they showed Futokun. Did we mention Futokun? I miss his black ass.
I really want Futokun still.
I imagine the guy under the suit is black. It's actually Titus. Futokun is Titus. It's canon now. Sorry. Did you know that Titus and Daigle are actually brothers? He's it's going to be introduced in season two.
Oh my god, it's a Toku reference.
Everything's Toku. Just like this latest Toku news, there's going to be a Full House sequel. It's going to be a new Tokusatsu series coming to Netflix called Fuller House. They're unclear whether we're going to get Toku Heroes, the Olsen twins, on there, but we do have Toku Hero John Stamos on. Thank god, he's the best Toku Hero.
His weapon is his hair.
Truth. He just destroys all the enemies with his stunning good looks.
Oh, man.
But what I... Okay, well, first of all, Kivala was a big surprise. And then they're like, oh, we're going to reveal the next Shinkocho Seiho, the premium... I don't want to say premium, that's not even the right word.
Cause I just call it the reversion of the reissue. Or the...
Like the high end, even though they're not really that much more expensive.
They're in a fancy box.
The fancy box figures, I like
that. And they come with a brain handkerchief. That's not true. That's a lie, but they should.
It's going to be decayed for whatever reason. So, backtracking a little bit, we have Kivala releasing, a new version of Decayed coming out. We had the Complete Selection Modification Deca Driver and Rider cards, rating the Complete Selection Modification DN Driver. As Awesome said, Decayed's getting a lot of swag.
Yeah, it's like the year of Decayed instead of the year of Luigi. It's like just getting everything. Is there anything else we need from there? Narutaki's hat, premium Bandai. I don't know.
Narutaki's puppet.
Yes.
I actually would buy that.
I probably would.
I was gonna say Decade's camera, but didn't they do that somewhere, like on the clothes shop or something? Yeah.
I don't remember if it was on like a premium Bandai or anything, but it was that you could buy that.
Natsumi's dress from that one scene.
Dawson really wants to wear Natsumi's dress.
They should do a premium Bandai release of the actual Decade movie that was lost. Like, what the hell? It was like the biggest April Fool's joke in history, because I don't even think it was in April. Like, oh man, this rabbit movie's going to be so cool. The hell is this crap?
Instead we get asshole Decade killing everyone.
What the hell?
But then he gets revived through the power of friendship.
And then he gets a perm later in a movie. Is he even in the latest Superhero Taisen movie?
I don't think so. I don't think so because he was filming the newest Garo season. Because so I was available at the time.
I was thinking, well, maybe they're doing so much Decade stuff because he's Superhero Taisen, so he's in everyone's mind. But no, he's
I just
not.
Figured Masahiro Inoue was like he just lives in Toei's closet with the Deno actors.
That's more or less what I figured too.
They actually permanently keep them in the suits in the closet. They don't even remember what they look like anymore.
Like Owner and Naomi and the Imogen voice actors just live at Toei. Anytime they want to make a movie, they're right there.
New Retro escaped as well. They all like we got a new one. No, let me go. Oh, fuck it, we don't need him. Omotaro will just transform into him. Why didn't we just do that from the beginning?
We should have just did this in the first place. What's funny about Decade getting a fancy box fake Garrett version is 6 days ago, I got an Ask If I'm question that said, do you think it's time that Decade should have a SSSH Figuarts version? Still kind of think his original figure's proportions are kind of off, especially his head being a tad too small. And I said, if Decade's stupid butt gets a new figure before Kiva, I'll punch someone. So I need to punch someone.
Have you found someone?
Oh, God. Well, go find Cat. Go punch Cat.
Well, you are going to see Kevin soon. I do that normally. So. It's all connected.
Oh, God, no.
And by it's all connected, I mean his face to your fist. Just when you first see him, just say, it's all connected, and then do that. Wait till after the wedding photos, just to be respectful.
So now I'm wondering if that guy on AskFM is, like, psychic or in on it.
He works for Bandai, just like I do. I get paid to say things about Bandai America toys.
Yeah.
So do I. We all know Bandai America toys are really shit.
We got paid off for a long time ago.
We got paid off by... I couldn't think of the company Bandai.
We got paid off by... Who makes it? Konami. Wait, that's not right. Square Enix. No, damn it.
Konami? Is that... Raccoon version of Konami.
Very, very exercise.
So I think that's it for the
I miss
news.
That guy's crazy ass. Well, if that's it for nude me, then that means it's time for superhero time. Ninja. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines.
Why'd you dial a phone?
I wanted to do the sound effects this time.
Sounded like you were dialing a really old phone.
Yeah, your mom's got a really old phone. In your ass.
It's a really bad insult. Your mom's got a phone. Fuck. Got me.
In her ass, I said.
Oh, okay.
God, pay attention, Dawson.
How does that make it any more effective?
Well, it makes it a little more infective. Infective? Well, stop. We'll stop.
Please do. The real question is, why would you put a phone in your ass?
You need to sneak it by security. What if you need to get into a country without phones? Then they wouldn't have service then. So then what would be the point?
The satellite phone.
That's true. Why are we discussing the logistics of this? Good point. It's like when Morgan and Chuck discussed which sandwich they would bring to a desert island.
You can tell the awesome doing a Chuck rewatch.
Yes.
In case anyone forgot, you can tell.
Chuck references will be flying. The Serbian demolitions export in the Large Mart today. Speaking of the Large Mart, Ninja, I tried. I tried to be part of this one this week. Didn't work.
So, it was a thing that I watched with my eyeballs. They were like, it's so weird because. They're all like, we're ninjas who don't hide, except from the general public.
Thank you. I was wondering about that. It was mostly just her. Because she's like, I don't want this attention at school because I can jump across rooftops and stuff, even though people in DC and Marvel shows do it all the time. But I don't want to draw attention to myself, so don't be an idiot.
She's like, I don't want to be Ninja Girl fucker. And then Neji was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Did you call Neji?
Yep.
Brilliant. Fucking Neji.
Can't get away from his ass.
I will say that I didn't hate this episode. It wasn't good.
I thought the cat was stupid, and I hoped he died in a hole.
He died several times, so...
Yeah. Like, I thought, I mean, I don't know, as stupid as it was, I didn't think it was funny when, like, he got all scared of Juan Maru. I was like, oh, fuck a dog!
I liked it better if my sub said that. I like the idea of bringing it back to create a little bit of, like, consistency. But it didn't really do a whole lot. I guess they needed a way for... Well, they didn't need that. It was just part of the plot. I don't know why I'm talking.
There. Well, the Star Ninja showed up at the end because we can't wait to get our sixth ranger for, like, another 3 months. We have to get him now.
Apparently people were bitching about his English because they couldn't understand it.
I couldn't understand it. He didn't talk in swollen tongue English. That's why I couldn't understand it.
The first words I heard when I got back was swollen tongue English.
Talking about Star Ninja's whole two lines. People were complaining because they couldn't understand what he was saying.
Even though he was speaking English?
It was fairly clear English.
These are the grandchildren of the last ninja.
Well, like, they do make us sound like we're brain dead when they talk. They do.
But he didn't sound that way.
Like he kind of sounded like Mr. S or something.
Yeah.
What if Mr. S is Star Ninja?
That would be awesome.
It starts with an S, that works out. S is standing for Star Ninja all along. So much stuff is happening right now.
Brilliant.
Continuity confirmed.
Every time he said this one, he was talking about his burger. His burger morpher.
Niswan. The Swan Maru.
Oh, it's so connected.
Like, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing him. I just don't understand why we have to get him like 8 episodes into the show.
Especially since no one else has had anything happen to him ever.
Kyoryuger had massive sales, and that's what Kyoryuger did. So that's what they're doing too.
I mean, Kyoryuger had 10 rangers and dinosaurs.
And this one only has 6. So
and Kyoryuger had characters.
This one just has the giant girl named Fucka. Then you got the boy who went to Harry Potter. He went to Hogwarts.
Harry Potter opened his own school in the secret 9th book. There's only 7
the
books.
World of Harry Potter. It's not even a real wand. You just bought it at the gift shop.
and then you have
he named
I'm all
wand
fired
wand
up.
Classic.
Like, that's all he says is I'm all fired up. I'm like,
God,
I
he's so annoying.
Want to set you on fire? Does that work? Is that the same thing?
Like, and normally I wouldn't have a problem with having early introduction, but none of the characters have had anything happen to him yet.
And then you have smart ass bitch, like.
Like, okay. This episode was basically, Fucka was, I'm going to call her that, because why not?
It's funnier. Like,
I always read it as Fuka whenever I see it on my timeline, it just sounds funny.
I don't want to be a ninja after we're done defeating bad guy. I want to live a normal high school life. And then they go back in time, thanks to Watch Kitty. And she sees little
Kitty.
Her. That's like, ninjas are cool, I want to be a ninja, just like Grandpa, ninjas are great. And then she's like, oh shit, I did want to be a ninja. Welp, I guess I want to be a ninja now too. So
that's really dumb. Most kids are like, I want to be an astronaut. That's like going back and being like, you know what, I'm going to get a normal career, just settle down and see this 4-year-old stuff. I want to be an astronaut. Fuck, I got to be an astronaut right now. Do you have a helmet? Like, how do you start astronaut training?
What school do you go to for that? That is exactly what happened.
How do you start school for being an astronaut? Like, where do you go? What do you wear?
You have to go to Managawa High School.
Okay. And then you have to go to the first class is Uchikita 101. Followed by Pompadours 103.
It's like there wasn't anything directly. Take
how to be assaulted by your classmate and then forgive him instead of sending him to jail.
How to forgive attempted murder 10 different ways.
That's just Forza in a nutshell. Like, if you could give Forza one tagline, it would be that.
How to forgive murder. A study on human behavior by Gentaro.
Didn't you see Oliver trying to read those books during the season when he's thinking about Mac and Merlin? That damn Mac and Merlin.
I don't even know what just happened in your head right now.
Mac and Merlin. That's my new favorite thing.
Jimmy McElroy and Chas Michael Michaels.
He's the doc at ya.
Oh my god. He's a doc masturbator.
I'm sure Duck he does Prince that too.
Bader.
He doesn't have a wife anymore.
Man, he can't get Thea.
Everyone's wives keep dying.
I don't get that kind of love.
Slay didn't marry, you know, Shadow. He's really close. He knew her for like 5 minutes, so they're almost engaged.
He was like, she's Asian, so I guess he figured she was a mail order bride.
Oliver Queen killed my mail order bride. We'll pay.
Oliver Queen killed my mail order bride. Now I'm going to kill him.
Why is he Australian? Oh, I guess he's Australian. It just sounded like a lighter Australian. Australian light and Australian dark are very different. That about sums it up.
I have nothing else to say about this episode.
I am the last ninja. Fuck your mother. Oh, okay. Thanks, Star Ninja.
I'm trying to bet that this show is going to end with all of them being the last ninja.
I'm not trying to bet we had that discussion already.
What if they just go for a Wizards of Waverly Place ending where like two of them become the last person, and I don't remember how they did it. Just think of the Wizards of Waverly Place ending if you saw it and apply it to this somehow. There's your joke.
Yeah, cool, because that's the thing is, like, we talked about it. And, like, because the thing is, the show is set up to where, like, oh, someone's going to be the last ninja, but they're just going to take the Shinkenger around and be like, oh, well, the reason that he didn't use the finishing shuriken is not because he couldn't do it or didn't want to. It's because he had it by himself. It takes teamwork. And, you know, so then they all become the last ninja and they all teamwork it together. Like, they all had to teamwork the ceiling disc.
Ceiling disc?
I like ceiling dick. Stare up at it dangling over your face.
It's gone too far.
Not deep enough.
You know who does like that? Mac and Merlin.
So speaking of him... Drive.
How does that segue into Drive?
Because he's the Doc Atcha. he was in this episode. Didn't you see him?
Clearly I did not.
He's the one that actually defeated the Roy Mew. Chase was like, look what I did. I'm like, no, that was Nakam.
I really liked how Go just got pissed off the entire episode.
I want to know why he's such a little racist. Once again, Kamen Rider's tackling controversial science fiction issues.
I just want it to be Sunday so that, like, the episode can come out and I can know. Because, like, I just looked at his, like, grumpy, angry little face this entire episode, and I was just like, God, I want to punch you so much.
Like, there better be a reason beyond the general, like, well, I was taught they were bad, so I get them. Like, I hope that they're, like, he was, like, molested by it or something. That sounds terrible. But there's got to be some reason... Like, if it's just the fact that, you know, they're monster, me human, it's just, that's really boring.
They're monster, me human.
But, you know, it's funny, last week, Brian mentioned how it sort of felt like they were repiloting. This episode felt really like that. It felt like the beginning of season two.
I noticed that too.
Like we have the new setup. We got. Did Hiromu ever? Wait, no, that's not his name. Hold on, I'm in a different show. Him. What's his other name?
Hermo.
Yes, Hermo. Whatever his name is. Yes, there we go. Him. Did he ever mention his dad before?
I think in like the first or second episode.
But did they ever, like, allude to anything shady?
No.
Or is it just, like, I have a dad?
I think it was just, I respected my dad. He was an awesome cop, and I wanted to be an awesome cop, too. But unfortunately, he died in the line of duty, and I don't think they mentioned him at all.
It's like, now, all of a sudden, like, this felt like Repilot or, like, Season 2 opener, where it's, like, a new setting, and they're like, oh, my dad died suspiciously. Like, all of a sudden, they're doing, like, Amazing Spider-Man, where, oh, he had to hide the formula or something. I don't know. It's
like, I actually kind of liked the episode more than we've had in the past. Like, I feel, well, I felt like the police characters weren't as annoying.
Like, I knew as soon as they knew that they would stop being annoying as shit. And, I mean, like, Little Computer Dude was...
Guy from Tokyo Drift.
Was still kind of obnoxious, but that's just kind of who he is. But I didn't mind...
Like, the chief was a completely different person.
Like, he still had his...
different guy.
He still had his quirk, but
flip phone.
He didn't... Yeah, he still has his fucking flip phone, too, because he's fucking...
What the hell is with that?
Like, oh my god, I was at work the other day, and my boss's mother was, like, 80 years old, has a flip phone, and she left it at the shop while her sister calls. I answered the phone to let her know that she left the phone at the shop. I felt like I was back in high school. I'm like... I'm like, what is this device? How do I open it? How do I turn it on? Like, what do you do to answer a phone call?
When there was this close-up shot on that ringing, I'm like, oh, look, it's a 3DS. Oh, wait, that's a phone. Like, that's what I thought for a second. Flip phones.
But I completely agree. Like, it felt like a completely different show, sort of.
It was like a refresh.
It still had the same elements, obviously, but... I mean, this is our second episode of season two, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And it kind of...
It's a retooling!
It rehashed Chase's thing. Like, I like what you said earlier, it was a mini version of his storyline, because he had to do it one more time.
Yeah, like, he was like, alright, I'm on your side. No, wait, fuck you! He's gonna stab you, and Drive's, like, crying. I'm like, Jesus, calm yourself down, not Hiromu. And then he's like, wait, I'm confused again. Like, it was like a little mini wrap-up.
But I hope it continues to be more like this than what it was before.
What, with him going back and forth? I hope not. I don't
want
him
there
chopping, not hearing his hand off.
No, I want Chaser to, like, fucking make up his mind. But I mean, like, where the characters aren't as annoying, or, like, where they actually do things, unless they're just sitting around being stupid all day. Like, I don't want Go to sit around being, like, a little... bitch all the whole time, like, Chase is alive, he used to be a writer, he has a motorcycle back, he had a new weapon.
He was, like, mad at his motorcycle. He's like, fuck this motorcycle, I'm gonna put my foot on it. I'm not gonna kick it, because that would probably, like, just make a mess.
Go but. Has just been, like, a series of, like, angst. Like, he was angry that Shinosuke got formula, and then he's like, well, I will overcome, and he, like, mastered dead heat or whatever. He's like, see, I could be strong too, even though I'm still not as strong as you. And then they're like, Chaser, and then he's just like, fuck, I'm weak again. And he was like ready to quit. He started masturbating with the mock driver.
Type dead meat.
I was waiting for Chaser to masturbate, but I really liked his transformation.
It's like a cast off, like, thing.
How it went to Machine Chaser and then it went to the rider suit.
That was really cool.
I feel like this whole Tamari's dad thing is being introduced because Chase's storyline is more or less wrapping up, so they need a storyline.
Fuck, we need to do something.
Like, oh fuck, we can't have Chase just keep doing this all the time. What do we do for Repilot? I don't know, heroes always lose their parents, why don't we just do that? Like, often they give them some sort of interesting backstory, but one time I want to see, like, some sort of hero, Toku or not, either not lost a parent... Or maybe it's like a friend or something. It's always like a parent or like a parental figure that either is dead or is missing. The missing one's always the funniest. Like, they just can't keep track of these people. Like, I don't know. I just I'm not saying I hate the storyline already, but it's just I find it right now to be uninteresting because it's so generic of, oh, my dad's lost and he's probably involved in this Roy Mead stuff all of a sudden, even though nothing was ever hinted at that. Okay.
Well, it just bothers me that there was no real hinting at whatsoever. I mean, anyone that knows these shows can kind of guess, like, oh, they mentioned the dad, he's dead. It probably has something to do with the bad guys. But they didn't do anything to kind of at least shove you in that direction until now, when they needed to pull a plot out of their ass. So, yeah, the show just never really fucking knows what it wants to do.
It doesn't. Like, I thought this episode was good, and I think they have a potential to turn it around in this second season or whatever, but I just hate plots like that, where it finds out that all of a sudden... I don't think everything always needs to be connected. Like, he doesn't need to be some sort of destined person to be Drive because his dad was somehow involved in the Roy Mutes. Like, he can just be some guy and still be a good hero. I don't understand why they need to connect everything. Or maybe make a storyline about his dad missing that has nothing to do with the Roy Mutes. Maybe it's just a regular cold case. I don't know. CSI the shit. NCIS, other shows that work.
I feel like they might have left it a cold case until they realized they need to do a plot.
Pretty much. They're like, well, we'll just do Chaser for... we've been doing Chaser for like 30 episodes. Like, oh crap, well, that story's over? Well, let's miss a parent. What about his mom? That'll be the next plot for season 3. Oh yeah, I forgot my mom also created the Roy Mutes. She's Shroud. Wait, didn't we do that plot already? I mean, Mask. That's her name.
I don't think I can handle season 3 of Drive.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think I could. Let's talk about this little fuckface.
Poor Chaser. I'm just kidding.
God, I hate him so much. Why didn't you have to be a Kamen Rider? I'm Go. Everything sucks.
He's like the awkward middle child of Drive, though technically Chaser became first, but somehow he slotted into the baby position. Like, I'm the baby of the family now. Fuck you, Go. No one likes you. I got 3 different suits. You only get 2. Lol.
It's really funny. Like, Chase has his human form, his Roid Mute form, his Machine Chaser form, his Kamen Rider Chaser form.
Proto-Drive.
And Proto-Drive. He's got 5 different looks. This fucker is his Chaser own Sentai team.
Pretty much.
Lucky him, I guess. I think his name's Nira, I think. He's a little fucking guy with the fan that keeps fucking hitting people and going, oh my god, Kamen Rider's stupid, you're a piece of shit.
Sentai's way more serious.
That's him. They have plots where they put eggs on people's heads.
And, of course, stupid me, I'm watching this, I'm going, oh, let's tweet about it, because I'm bored. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going on with this guy, he's a little shit, and he could be a Roid Mute, and then he gets affected by
the slogan.
I thought
you were going to say, he's a little shizzle. Guy's a little shizzle.
He's a little shizzle, my nizzle. And that's an old one. And so they get affected by slowdown, I'm like, okay, he's not a Roid Mute, so he's just a fuckface. And then at the very end of the episode, he's talking to, it's like the Secretary of Defense or something.
Lowering job.
Oh, sure, I'll delay the Kamen Riders. I'll make them pay. And then he leaves.
He was Akiko? Oh my god. Doubles in this series so many times now.
And then the Secretary of Defense or whatever turns out to be 001. And they're like, oh, I'm manipulating the entire country's police system.
I will rule Hell's Kitchen.
So that's why he's a jackass, because he's being told by the leader of the Roid Mutes to go fuck up Drive's ship. So fuckface confirmed, but I love how the one time I decide that it would be really fun to live tweet, It ends up biting me in the ass because I'm talking about something that will be revealed at the end of the episode. So.
It was just like the YouTube comments. 1 minute of the video. You didn't show this. There's 11 more minutes of this video.
It was those people.
Didn't you know this is Shugen Shelby Review? It's 12 minutes, so of course I said this will be over quickly. I don't have too much else to say. Well, there's 7 more minutes left, Brian. Something must have happened. The YouTube ticker spoils this time. So.
By the end of the 7 minutes, nothing actually happened. I just kept talking.
Pretty much. It's just funny how like YouTube like, spoils the time. So there's like no getting away with it. But I do think that was interesting to have 01 guy be sort of manipulating things. Like, I'm more interested storyline-wise in that and learning more about Krim's past with the Roymudes, maybe learning more about his partner and, like, how Go was recruited more and what happened to him. Like, I'm more interested in that than, hey, Tamara's got a missing dad all of a sudden. I mean, who knows? I could end up eating crow, and it could be, like, the most amazing Toku story ever, but... They do have some storyline threads that they could expand on from that, which I always found at least somewhat interesting, as opposed to all of a sudden introducing this, which I guess his dad could end up tying to that past, but it just seems unnecessary when they do have some stuff to work with.
Yeah. I I really like when they brought Krim into the like the small police office. They just like sat him on a Daruma. They just fucking like just sat him on and was like, here you go, and he's just kind of like squeezed onto this little doll face and like, okay, there you go, and he's just sitting there.
I thought it was so funny because it's like they just discovered they have this really advanced secret base with more space, and they're like, hey, let's go into the tiny office all together and bring everyone, including the shift cars. And they all got on the desk. I'm like, wait, isn't that picture Kevin just took on Twitter of all of his shift cars? That's the exact photo. I got Aerosol and Nick Brian are in the same house, and Kevin is in the same house as Drive or police station.
Everyone's just in the same places.
So, except for me. I'm in the same place as myself.
Yeah.
Always. That's just a fact. Like, you know, that's right.
But I, like Kevin was mentioning earlier, I like how I actually legitimately sort of liked the Chief in this episode, which I never thought I would say. Because he was a lot calmer and more to the point and didn't feel out of place for once.
Yeah.
So it's great that these characters no longer feel out of place in their own show. So that's enjoyable, I guess. So I have a pretty strong feeling that the second half of Drive is going to be pretty entertaining, which is great because the first 25 was pretty dull.
Yeah.
Which I that seems to be a Toku thing lately.
Except for Gaim.
Well, yeah, but Gaim is like the special...
At this episode, we wrote our third climax.
Yes. This Gaim,
if you know
like
what I mean.
Special, like, what the hell treat? Word am I looking for? Exception.
Yeah.
Wow. To the rule
exception,
there.
Not the skanky rule.
But, I mean, it was the same thing with Tokuger, except it happened a lot later than episode 25. But,
yeah.
It's like they don't know how to start a show good, or at least continue a show good, since I didn't hate Drive at the beginning. It just when it became the same thing over and over again, it got kind of.
It was just so indecisive.
Just like Ninja.
Pretty much. Ninja's not off to a great start there.
Ninja has been 8 episodes of... What?
It sounds like one of the worst starts I've seen... Which is such a shame because their suits are, like, some of the best suit designs ever.
Like, regarding the Ninja, we're talking about the Ninja in the Drive discussion now.
Well, but... we talked about Mac and Merlin also, so...
regarding the Ninja, like, it's got probably a gimmick that I could really get behind because shurikens are cool. And it had a lot of potential that was completely underutilized because it's engineered shit. A random-ass mecha system that... I love some pretty cool toys and amazing suits given to, like, the dullest Sentai characters ever.
It's such a waste. It's such a shame. Because even with all of the complete random stuff, I thought there was a chance that it could have been good. Because sometimes you get really random themes and morphers or whatever, and it ends up being really clever. But in this case, it was just as random as it seemed. Mm-hmm. There was no clever meaning behind anything.
Like, I mean, even as dull as the Tokugers felt early on, it was kind of rectified with the revelation that they were kids. So then when you go back and look at how they were acting, it's like, well, it's because they had the mentality of a 10-year-old. It makes sense. But there's no logical explanation for why these people are acting the way they are. Takahata is 20 or something. And he's just sitting there making the most god-awful faces I've ever seen, saying, I'm fired up.
It's the worst. But I'm not saying Tokyuger was amazing or anything at the beginning, but at this number point, I feel like they at least had a spotlight on each of the characters individually. Even if it was nothing majorly learning about them, you got more of a feel for their personality. Whereas here, I feel like literally nothing has happened to anyone.
The Tokyuger had the benefit of a pretty interesting shadow line, too.
Yeah.
So that had it going for him. I cared nothing about these villains. Other than the fact that the one's voiced by Kenji Matsuda that I adore. That's really the only sort of plus side I have to these villains right now.
Well, and Tokyuger also, early on, like, there was a novelty to their interesting setup of their, Monster of the Day structure. Instead of just, hey, monsters attacking, it was, like, a certain town is affected in this certain way. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was nothing, at least that I'd seen in Sentai before, done like that. So that was kind of a novelty for the first handful of episodes. But, yeah, that's what happened during Drive, guys. They sat down and talked about the hard-hitting issues that face Sentai these days. Maybe we'll get lucky and a ninja is going to get decayed. And that's why Decayed's coming back, because it's only going to be 30 episodes.
Yep, that's exactly why.
Like, there's a small part of me that wouldn't mind that happening, and them re-lining up because of, like, the crossover episodes would benefit from them being at a similar place. But the toys would be killer. Because I forgot about the days, which is funny, because we got more serious about reviewing and collecting after the change, but, like, thinking about buying this, the mecha and drivers at the same time, and it's not even that, it's like all the stuff surrounding it, it's not just, like, one thing.
Like, can you imagine, like, with them syncing up, that you would have to buy, like, I mean, just focusing on what the setup they have right now, with Sentai, you would be buying the changer,
the
main weapon, and some sort of, like, belt accessory, and that's just, like, the bare minimum for Sentai.
And then within a week, there's figures.
Yes, and then there's figures, and possibly another weapon, and possibly a gimmick of some sort, and then with Rider, you have the belt, a weapon of some sort,
accessory packs.
Like a holder for the gimmick, at least a gimmick or two set. And, like, all that coming on at one time, like, it really brings it home to why they did what they did.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it balanced out sales. Like, I can't imagine the collectors and the parents in particular in Japan having to, like, the new shows start, and they're like, oh, shit!
Yeah.
And they just come home from Toys R Us with 5,000 giant bags of all the new Rider and Sentai toys.
Especially since over the years, they've added more, like, mainstays of the first waves, and even within a few weeks, it's like, I like parts of both systems. I think what we do have now, ultimately, is better for that reason, and there's also part of me that likes that we don't have to wait a full year for new stuff. Like, if you're really bored with what's going on with Toku, you know that one of the shows is ending soon, and you'll get, like, the excitement of seeing the new suits, possibly a fresh start. Whereas if we're synced up, then you have to wait a whole year for both of them to refresh. Yeah, but whereas now, it's shorter between
the Rider and the Sentai, like, within 10 or 15 episodes, you're sitting there for several weeks going, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah. I just think that it probably does benefit more from that. There is still a part of me that misses having both new at the same time, and I think the team-up thing could benefit from it, but the benefits, I think, outweigh the negatives. I think that what they could do, though, is just move the team up. I mean, I know they're using it as a lead-in for the movie, which has some semi-smart marketing things to it, but if it wasn't for that, I would move it a little bit, because Sentai is just so early on, beyond my apathy towards team-ups, I barely have a reason to care, because I'm not invested enough to say, hey, I can't wait to see this character interact with Drive.
Right.
Because there's barely even characters, especially with a ninja. It's like, when they're further in, you have, like, you're invested at least somewhat in their personalities and quirks. So.
Or it should be, like, the Rider with the last year's Sentai. Yeah. I know that wouldn't line up as well, like, visually, but it would make more sense from a story standpoint, where you would have two, like, almost fully powered teams. So, in that regard, it would kind of...
It's just
be a little bit more fitting.
It's just too early on to want to see their interactions. It's like hard for me to get excited about Peter Parker interacting with any of the Avengers because I know that none of the Peter Parkers I know would be playing them. So I can't be like, I can't wait to see Andrew Garfield interact with Robert Downey Jr. because he's not going to.
Right.
Unknown male with question mark over his face is going to interact with Robert Downey Jr. Granted, Robert Downey Jr. could probably make that pretty funny, but still. So I think they could change that. Backpedaling a bit to drive quick. I want to mention Chaser just a little since it is his episode and we talked about literally everything else but him. This is like his debut. I thought it was pretty cool. His suit has grown on me and I thought his opening fight was really neat. I still am praying for him to do a freaking Tron identity disc throw with his tire. That would make my day.
Yeah.
Like just rip it off the back and throw it. I think the signal axe, the concept of having to wait to attack is so dumb. It seems like a video game thing. Like start your axe and defend it until it's ready.
But when you look at how stupid Rena is, it makes sense.
That's true. Like, I like how he started it, and he's like, the fuck? Fuck this. Gun. I'm like, yay, the cool gun's back. Because the Mach Driver voice is so... Not, I don't hate it, but compared to how awesome the Bray Gunner voice is, it's like nothing.
Like... It's kind of extra funny. We were talking about like how many forms Chase has, but when you look at the fact that Chaser has like the Mach Driver and the Brake Gunner at the same time, so both of these can do particular things. So where is he gonna, if he like took a Rumble Dump? Because that's what I did a couple hours ago.
oh, baby.
Where does he put it? Does he put it in the Mach Driver to
like
get
he's
into
like,
something?
What do I do? Like, he's sitting there indecisive and then gets shot. How Mach
does
died.
Does he put it in the Brake Gunner? I don't know what he does.
I think it would be a cool explanation if because this was sort of a quicker made Mach Driver, if this one only read signal bikes. So then he could use the Brake Gunner to read shift cars and vial cores. I think that would be a cool explanation.
That'd be neat.
But I don't know. Oh, it's funny. When he transformed, speaking of the Mach Driver, I was thinking how, God, this is so weird that he's using Mach Driver. I wish he could get his own. Then I was like, Gaim used two drivers for everyone. I forgot. Like, it's weird because that system exists. The same thing applies to Ryuki with like essentially one belt, except for Wrath's was gold.
Yeah.
Wrath! Sorry. but it's funny that, like, that system exists, but because it's not a multi-writer show, like, it took me a minute to line up the logic in my head. Because I'm like, my mind's, like, lined up to the, like, double through wizard archetype of stuff, so it's just funny. But
I partially wish they would have made it a different color.
Yeah, it would have been purple. Neat to have something different about it. But that would be a neat explanation if they did change that. But even if they don't, I like that he still gets to use the gun because it's, like, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
It's got such a cool voice. It's just so cool.
Gun.
It's like I wanted a really good explanation of why he wasn't using his old suit, and we really didn't get one other than the fact that it's essentially, like, an upgrade. It's like Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah, I do really like that.
And this is to go further beyond.
She's just like...
This is what I call a Super Chaser 3. Go! Come on! He got a 6-4! I think that's, like, a really funny, like, probably unintentional, like, meta commentary on the secondary writers getting, like, next to nothing a lot of the time in terms of extras.
Except
this time, like, it's not just the particular writer getting his stuff. It's, like, this third dude getting a bunch of stuff, and it's just kind of funny. Drive.
It was pretty, like, a neat fight scene. I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just really looking forward to the next episode and figuring out Go's whole deal.
Yeah, I hope it's something good. Like, even just mildly good beyond, I just hate him. Brian Mutes, I mean. Because there's been a bit of mystery there, and, like, why... his issues with the driver and time use and stuff. Like, that's been a lingering mystery that has happened since his debut, and like so many different storylines have been picked up that never gets any attention.
Yeah.
So, oh, Drive. Gaim generated like all kinds of discussion about like the in-depth plots and motivations, and Drive generates a bunch of discussion about Ninja and what the hell Drive's trying to do.
The one thing that would be kind of interesting, I think, is obviously in the next episode, Go's fighting Chase because he goes a little fucked.
Yeah.
But it would be a little bit interesting if they went a route like Go has to defeat all the Roid Mutes for whatever reason. So it ultimately ends up that Go would have to kill Chase.
Kind of like Battle Fight from Blade, in a way.
Yeah,
like
kinda.
Where all the undead would need to be dead, but he was bros with Hoji, so he's like, no, you can't kill him, it'll be fine. Apocalypse happens. Ah, fuck, I was wrong. Sorry, guys.
Son of a bitch.
That could be interesting. I mean, in a way, with that, it would kind of have been done before, but it does make for something interesting. But, like, it seems more like he has a hate for them and less of an obligation.
Cause, like, I can't understand where that hate would come from, because it's not like Kiriko's dead. She's right there.
Yeah, unless she is dead, and they pull a Ryuki, oh, where they're like, she's been dead. I think she was dead. I'm still not sure.
I don't remember Ryuki.
I can't even say
it would
say
be easier
pull
to go
Ryuki.
With Koyomi from Wizard.
Yeah, there we go. She's just a... the Sorcerer's Stone. She's actually just the first Harry Potter book put into human form. No, she's the Chamber of Secrets. She's the second book.
Fucking Koyomi, she turned into a goddamn wizard ring, and then Haruto took the ring and went inside of himself to give it to the her that was inside of him.
That's her final resting place.
That's what happened. She is with herself inside of Haruto.
That sounds like Toku in a nutshell, to be honest. That's how most Toku goes. He did kind of have a good point, though. Like, obviously, we're knowing Chase is going to be good, and it's ultimately not really his fault what happened to him. But he's, like, continuously hurt everyone, and she keeps helping him. Mm-hmm. Like, in this episode, he's like, oh man, he almost made you bleed out, but I still want the D. Like, she just doesn't care. So he did have a point in that sense, that she's, like, loyal to him to, like, a fault.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
But still, maybe they could have helped him more if Go hadn't been such a dick before.
Yeah. It's all Go's fault.
It is. He's ever since his first appearance with all his lewd content. At least he's at least he's toned down a little bit. His debut was obnoxious. He had a full-on stage. Chase's debut was way cooler.
His debut landed like right in the middle of a story arc, too. They just paused to introduce this guy that was loud and obnoxious.
Even though Chaser's debut did have the gratuitous rain scene that was like so forced and kind of hilarious.
Like, that pipe would not let go. It would just, it was continuously going.
It was just still raining on. It was just like the night we first met. She's like, I remember. I was wearing a really dumb police hat that we wear over here for some reason. Because Japan still wears 1930s police uniforms. It's really funny, though. Like, I don't know if that's real. Like, is that just for TV that they still roll up in those little uniforms with the white gloves? Like, do you just step out of a Mickey Mouse cartoon? What the fuck are you people wearing over there? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just like, cops don't dress like that here anymore.
Honestly, if you lost the hat, I think it would be okay.
Yeah. The white gloves are a little much, too.
Yeah. Gloves are always a little much. But gloves are the worst.
It's just a commentary on Japanese culture. Now it's time for not Dino Thunder. I must have Dino Thunder. We're just going to watch Dino Thunder each week and talk about it and see if you notice. But pretend I didn't say that.
Got it.
There was a... damn it. I don't remember what review it was. I was editing some review this week, and I said Kota. I was trying to say Kota, and I swear it sounded like Kota. I said something about... I honestly can't remember what review. I said something about Michi attacking Kota. And I think I said Michi attacking Kota. Like, what did Michi have against Kota? Although I imagine he'd probably try to kill him.
He'd you in your caveman face.
Michi might have been near Mai at one point. Kill him. I mean, Michi, Coda. Damn it. Names.
I got
this
what
is
you
like,
meant.
This is the year of names, or not knowing names for me.
That's okay. Just your bit now?
Pretty much. Like, I don't know what it is this year. Even today, I was trying to describe a dude I knew. I'm like, guy, beard, glasses. Wait, that's me. No, but that wasn't me. Like, I was trying to describe another guy. Anyway, speaking of other guys, now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Yeah. We do this before Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot how Facebook works. Is this a social media thing? Okay. Ramble time. Pokemon was amazing this week. What was it about?
Shrug.
Shit, I can't remember. This is such... We do this every week.
Cerebi.net.
There's just... should be a montage of us every week going, Pokemon was great this week. What was it about?
Under the pledging tree, I have no idea. And the next episode is Serena's contest thing.
Oh, yeah, the contests that aren't contests.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super annoying. Not that they're doing that, but I mean that we're just not doing contests. Like, it will be repetitive, but hell, at least it gives you something to do. I did hear that, I think it was, what's his name, Kiefer? He was talking about how, well, that I remember reading, could have been a dream, you never know, that Gumi's leaving Ash.
Because Gudra isn't in any of, like, the new ending theme or, like, the trailers for the movie. But there is a Noibat and, like, an Eevee or something like that. And, Torchic.
Oh, a Torchic.
So someone gets a Torchic. It's probably, who had the Torchic? Mei?
Yeah.
Torchic? So I guess Ash could get a Torchic, but...
That would be kind of cool.
So someone gets a Torchic. Jesse is probably going to end up with a Noibat.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that before.
And Serena might get an Eevee.
Like, what's her name? Who got an Eevee before? Was that Mei? So
yeah.
That'll be your pet after.
Clones.
But I wouldn't be mad at Ash getting a Torchic, because he doesn't... I mean, he has Fletchinder, but that's kind of filling the bird slot. Like, Ash has such... certain types he always gets, so I'm always trying to fill that in my head. So, I actually thought it would have been neat if they hadn't brought... I think I mentioned this before. I bet I did. But instead of bringing back Charizard and Black and White 2, they should have just brought him back now to be his fire type. And then that's how they could have done Mega Evolution. But I wouldn't be mad at him having a Torchic. Pokemon, we're still following you. And I still think about Ash's team lineup. This is still my life. Not a little has changed since I was 7.
This is always our life.
But Pokemon. I feel like there was something else I didn't want to say about it, but I lost it. Oh, well. Oh, Gudra. Back to Gudra. However they go, I hope it's not a, this is your true home, I'm going to leave you. I hope it's just, hey, chill at Oaks for a while. Because I hate those, like, did the writers not know about Pokemon storage boxes or Oaks Lab for, like, the first few years? I don't understand why we had to do that. that's one thing I really liked about Black and White, is I loved the rotating Pokemon system. I thought it was kind of neat, and they made use of the sort of similar system we use in the game of being able to do that. So, like I said, all of the animes or the seasons have different aspects that are awesome, and I just want to combine them into one super anime. Like, either the ultimate goal would be have something closer to, like, the Red and Blue anime we got a little back ago that just has better storylines, but, like, the second one would be just to take all the things that this Pokemon anime has done right over the years and combine them. But they just can't stick to one thing. So there's, like, a changing writing staff that does things differently, but yeah, somehow remarkably makes the show always feel the same. Like, it has the same exact tone as it ever did.
I have no idea.
Oh,
well. I took a look at the trailer picture again. There's Noibat, Pumpkaboo evolves. Luxio evolves, but we knew that one already. There's a Torchic there for whatever reason, and then nothing else there. Kiefer mentioned the Eevee. I don't know where he's seen it at, because I haven't seen that footage.
We all know Kiefer's crazy, so...
but Kiefer mentioned a...
the fact that Gudra is missing and there isn't Eevee in Inoibat. So I don't know where the Eevee comes from. It might not be anyone's.
That's why they call him Crazy Kiefer.
I know, right?
On the streets. They know him as Street Youths.
Season 2.
Okay, so back to thing, or on to things that actually matter. The Frash.
The Frash.
This was a pretty fun episode this week. I feel like it had three things going on. It had like Dr. Wells, Shapeshifters, and Starling City Adventures with Cisco and Joe. I'd watch that as a little...
That'd be a good spin-off.
That'd be a great little web series to just have Cisco and Joe go on road trips places.
The Adventures of Cisco and Joe.
Yes, that would be amazing. But it made for a pretty entertaining episode. I really liked Cisco and Laurel's interactions a lot. Because he pretty much just reacted the way I would in her presence, pretty much. And I like that she's kind of got this little neck version of the canary cry.
Yeah.
And the end with him getting a picture of the two of them was, like, my favorite thing ever. And, like, the picture is amazing because she has this really cool look on her face. And he's got this, like, the biggest grin of all time. It's just, like, the perfect picture. I love it.
Like, he was so happy.
It's funny, though, before you know what the picture is, she's like, he just hands me an envelope, and she's like, if you tell anybody about this, I'll kill you. I'm like, she just gave him some nude pictures? Like, the hell just happened? But I thought those interactions were great. And I also like Joe and, what's his face? Captain Lance's. I forget what his real name is. It's like Quiver or something. Quetzalcoatlus, that's his name. Quetzalcoatlus Lance. Anyway, I liked their interactions just because I didn't think about how their situations are sort of similar in a way where Lance is really mad at Laurel for keeping a secret, but Joe's actively keeping a secret for Iris. So it's like reversed roles. So they're kind of on opposite sides of it, and I thought that was kind of nice, and I didn't even think about that.
Sometimes you lie.
Yeah, like, well, so, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Just be easygoing like me. Like, Joe's, like, way cooler. Like, Lance's reaction to finding out his local hero's identity is trying to get him arrested, and Joe's was just a totally fucking bro out with him. Like, I forgot to mention how much I loved the beginning scene of last week's episode of when him, Eddie, and Flash just totally took down those guys and were, like, fist bumping through it. Like, that's how you should be. Joe's just, like, the nicest guy ever.
Well, this episode, he went all the way to Coast City to get pizza.
Yeah, so, and that's the city from Green Lantern, which I looked up before this episode so I don't get attacked. Before I was like, oh, that's the city that somebody's from. Hot girl or somebody. It's not like I just said hot girl.
It always sounds like you say hot girl.
Pretty much. It's my accent. It's my bannery.
Hot girl but, is your bannery.
You know, that's right. Anyway, but yeah, I didn't even think about those elements of their interaction coming into play when I knew this episode was going to happen. I just thought, oh, they're both cops. Makes sense. They're going to talk. It's all they have in common. They'll just talk about donuts, coffee.
They'll just chat about everything.
I did find it funny that Lance didn't find it funny that they just kept mentioning time travel. Like, they're not going as much crazy stuff in Starling City. He's like, oh, it's got quantum particles, and like his coffee starts shaking. And Lance just like, oh, whatever. my name's Quetzalcoatlus.
Like, oh, tachyon particles means you got time travel. And Quinn's just like,
we got a time traveling corpse here. I was hoping that's not what I thought it was. It's a hand. Oh shit, I thought it was a foot. Like, the hand is worse. Like, how terrible of a criminal is Ichabod Crane? He buried the body, like, 2 feet from where he killed them. He couldn't have gone deeper into the woods? I mean, I guess he was pressed for time. But still, like, how did nobody find that? Come on. How terrible is the Starling City Police Department? There's worse than the Port Charles Police Department. Oh, man. But that's a development. They found the real Santa Claus. And they found out the other fake Santa Claus is evil. I mean, they knew that, but
they found his little evil room.
His evil room. Oh yeah, and they didn't even talk to Cortana. Rude. Like when they walked in, I expected her to be like, "Chief." Like, no, He just left the same newspaper up. He just reads that same issue over and over again. Must be a great read.
He just wants to make sure it doesn't change.
I didn't think about them finding that room on the schematics, because when he said, I'm scanning it for where stuff could have happened, I thought he was going to find, like, the room that Wells pushed the button or whatever. Like, oh, this is the secret button. Like, how do we not see this button here that says self-destruct?
This is a secret button room.
But instead, they found the panic room. Let's see what else went on. Shape-shifting stuff happened. And Caitlin kissed not Barry. And was very freaked out about it, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, there's no need to hug or do anything. That's so creepy, like, the ending where he couldn't remember what he looked like.
Yeah, but there, he just there was like a thing.
It reminded me of, like, the chameleon from, like, what the chameleon's mask looks like on from Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. But there was a picture of him at his grandma's house. Wasn't there?
No. Because they wanted a picture of him. And
oh, okay.
It turned out the grandma was him.
That's creepy. What the hell is that guy doing with his life?
Being grandma's. That's what he's like, doing.
Well, but what was that picture that like Barry or Eddie picked it up? It was somebody and the grandma. It just seemed weird that they would bother to show us that.
It could have been him.
I don't know, but still. I thought they
wanted a picture so I could verify that it was him, but
maybe. He's just an idiot. Can't recognize his own picture. I thought it was funny. It was just a small little bit, but them trying to sit next to each other on that little couch.
Grandma leaves. They both get up quickly.
Like, dude, our balls almost touched. let's see. What else happened? Caitlin is all super cautious about everything because she's like, whoa, bro, he didn't even do that, man.
She doesn't have any reason to be cautious anymore.
She didn't even have a flash sideways about when she saw his empty wheelchair at the coffee shop. That's almost as dramatic as getting murdered. So.
Almost as dramatic. Like, oh, fuck, he left his latte.
Exactly. That's, like, right below attempted murder.
What kind of outrage is this?
Exactly. Like, that's going to get cold. That was expensive. He actually just went to Starbucks. That's what I think we made that joke before.
Yeah.
See, it's like a flash sideways. The timeline's repeating itself again.
We did that last week.
We always do Starbucks. But then based on the preview, it looks like everything's out next week. Wells is like, oh, fuck, you guys are acting suspicious. And he just tries to kill their faces.
You guys are acting suspicious. I don't like it.
But it was a good episode. I liked it. And it looks like the rest of the season's going to be pretty crazy. To be fair, would it have not been? Like, would they have just gone tame? Like, everything's fine, we're just going to have tea for 6 episodes, or 4, however many's left. How many is left? 4? 3 or 4 only?
Maybe.
I think after this one, 3.
I'm checking.
Brian's on intersect today. He takes a really long time to flash, though.
Yeah.
More check references?
I take forever to... to get anywhere. Man. Slow. Okay, the next episode is episode 20. And I think there's probably 24 episodes left.
Okay.
I mean, 24 in the season?
There's 24 episodes left?
24.
Yes!
24 episodes left. I think. I don't know.
Oh, well, we're getting close. Yeah. Like, I'm simultaneously dreading that we'll have no more new episodes and excited because, like, all the shit's going to be happening in both shows. I can't wait to see the shit. It's going to be good shit.
It's going to be, like, reverse Sentai Rider starting at the same time.
Pretty much. They're making it, like, even more impossible to get into Toku right now with how good they've been. So now, are you ready for Arrow? Or do you need more time?
No, you're good.
Do you need to flash on Arrow?
I'm still like attempting, but
it's like I'm still squinting. Like, how do you trigger
still
these?
Still taking a really long time. There's 23 episodes,
okay.
So there's 4 more as of right now.
Okay, that's good. At least 4 more of Arrow too.
Doesn't Flash only have 3 because Flash is ahead, or Arrow? I mean,
Is Arrow ahead?
Arrow's ahead by one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Flash is supposed to be faster!
I think... Get it? Is Arrow ahead? I don't remember.
I thought they were synced up.
Oh,
like their periods? Timey-wimey.
Brain, timey-wimey. No, this was episode 20 of Arrow. And this was episode 19 of Flash.
Oh.
So Arrow's still ahead.
So that means Arrow in first?
22, April
29th. How does time work?
May 6th. May 13th. Now I have to look at this. You can talk about something while I do this.
Oh, okay. Something. So this episode of Arrow was just trash. The series took it down. No. This was a good episode. I thought it was a really good emotional episode. I thought that Stephen Amell did a really good job of, like, with his emotions. That bitch cracked good. No, like, with his especially in the very beginning of the episode when he first found Thea. And I almost had a joke about this. What was it about? Oh, when Thea. Like... Wouldn't he want to draw attention to what he did? I mean, this sounds awful, but, like, he's trying to get a reaction out of Oliver, but then who knows when Oliver would have come home? Like, I can just imagine Ra's al Ghul sitting there waiting by his phone, like, hasn't he found her yet? Come on, my phone should be blowing up. Where's my timeline? Hashtag save Thea. What the hell, man? So I just thought that was... But he came in not long after, but still. But, yeah, it was a good emotional episode. His sister almost dying really turned Oliver on. Like, Felicity was like, sister almost died. Does that make you horny? He's like, yes.
They were like totes doing it, and I'm like, oh my god, Ollie's gonna get a spinoff. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's gonna spin off from his own show. That's how powerful the Golden Pussy is. She tried to save him from the spinoff. They tried to outrun it, but it didn't work. Now the show next year is going to be called whatever his name is. Wait, you just tweeted
him.
Al-Sahim, yeah. Heem. You say Heem really funny. You say Heem with an accent. If he was a girl, it would just be Al-Sahi. Al-Sahir. Damn it, that's right. I can't even do names right. Damn it, man. Al-Sahir. Yeah, that finally happened. What was I going to say about that? Sex? Something about sex and golden pussies? No? Oh, I was hoping it was going to be Oliver and Diggle, actually.
That would have been more entertaining, I think.
Takes off Diggle's imaginary glasses. They just hit the sheets. Diggle poisons him. Found this powder. Probably not dangerous. Damn it, Felicity.
Well, hopefully this works.
I like
powder
when...
and drink.
When Felicity... confronted Roz, and he's like, look, you two need to get together. I am a heavy Felicity shipper. So I am dead serious, but I've just actually orchestrated this whole thing just to get you two together. So get in there. Hashtag Felicity. And then he live tweeted after she left. You didn't see, you know, he left with those like fire pits that he brings with him everywhere.
He was like tweeted, they're totally gonna bang.
Hola, Roz amigos. If you have a Ra's al Ghul Twitter account where he's just a complete douchebag, cracks me up. Sample the fine Swiss today, hashtag Ra's al Ghul. He's gonna teach Oliver the fine art of cheese eating now that he's with him. He's like, you need to work on your overbite face so you can look like a mouse. You're not doing it well enough, Oliver.
They make their preview makes it look like that. Ollie's going to have to kill Diggle. It's actually just arranging a cheese off.
Like, here, you have to eat Cheese Whiz. You don't get the good stuff. Bitch, Cheese Whiz is good because you can spray it in your mouth. The preview makes it essentially look like Batman Begins. You haven't seen that, but the preview reminds me a lot of the Bruce Wayne and Ra's al Ghul training scenes. Let's see, what else was going to happen? Thea came out as like a crazy demon chick. She was like... She sounded like the monkeys in Planet of the Apes, pretty much. And she had like a really weird selective amnesia where she thought Oliver was dead but knew Malcolm was her dad.
for like her mom seconds. Was alive. It
yeah,
was like, her universe was really weird at that point.
Like, why did you just kill Ollie off? Is this the universe where Cisco's alive? I don't know. Did you have a flash sideways? Flash fucked up ways, Thea. It's all the drugs. Lazarus Pitt's hell of a drug. But I imagine, like, a lot of her stuff in terms of resurrection and everything happened more quickly, but I imagine the repercussions will happen later. Like, they never mention anything being dangerous and then nothing ever happens of it.
Oh, yeah, something's going to happen. Probably not until next season, I would imagine. But yeah. Well, we she might get hints at it, but...
She'll put a blue streak in her hair. It'll be pretty dark.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that'll be the end of the season, start of next, I'm sure. More stuff with that, because this episode was a lot more about Oliver. Made it all about him. Way to go, Ollie. Sister almost dies. He's like, this is about me. And poor Laurel. She was not in this episode hardly at all. She was, like, on Amazon shopping for shoes while everyone else was in Nanofarbot going through shit. Like, could nobody have called her? Like, I mentioned this before, and I'm not as invested in any of the shipping as all these other fans, but I think it's really out of character that just because they're going full-fledged Elicity that he treats Laurel like a casual acquaintance. Like, yeah. Oh, Laurel's in this? Like, he's just, wait, what? It's like, oh, is she still on the show? What's she doing in Castle? I mean, Foundry, that's what we call it.
I felt kind of bad for Ray.
Oh, yeah, he's like, at least he didn't try to kill Felicity. At least yeah. He wasn't like, you killed my wife, and then tried to dump her in a lake, or whatever Sean did. It did seem kind of quick. Like, it seemed like, oh, crap, we need to get to Felicity's side. Quick, break him up.
Quick.
Like, and for all he knew, did he just think that they were going to go on that jet and bang?
I don't know.
Like, she could have explained, like, hey, Oliver's sister was stabbed, so we're not really in the mood for sex, even though we're actually really ready right now. Like, this really got us going.
The sister was just stabbed, so we're going to take a jet to this place that is totally overseas, and we're going to dump her in a pit that will bring her back to life. So
then we're going to bang. I mean,
we're going to totally have sex. I mean, what? I didn't say that.
But obviously, it kind of had to end.
Hey, you need to build another machine, because I'll totally do it with you right now.
But it had to end, since unless she jumped ship over to the spinoff thingy that's still unnamed. Yeah. They need to name that shit right now. It's like a baby without a name. And Oliver's got a fancy new outfit now, and he's going to be hunting Templars and Pieces of Eden, doing Assassin's Creed shit. Got a little like burning branding tattoo. Although now it's like, he's like, oh yeah, one day you'll be Ra's al Ghul. Right now you're just like my intern. Like, wait, what the hell? All this just to be your damn intern? Like, yeah, I got some paperwork here.
Look, you told me that I was going to be the new Ra's al Ghul. And right now, you're just dealing me with the cheese whiz. You're not giving me the actual legitimate stuff. And
where is the Gouda?
Back in Pokemon.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Gouda, not Gudra? Ah, oh, my bad.
Where's the Pokemon? I thought you and I were going to play Pokemon, Roz. I thought we were tight. We're Poke Bros.
Here, look, I even caught a Rattata. I named it Ra's al Ghul in your honor.
Bro, and then they hug. You're my brother now. Fuck Diggle. Just kidding. That would never happen. Hashtag Dolly for life.
Will that fit? Because I totally want to go catch a Rattata named Ra's al Ghul.
I don't know. We can only find out. Or otherwise, it'll have to be like a really weird, like, short thing where it's like letters are cut out, like my license plate looks like it says DOS Murder. It does. I get the question all the time. And I tried to change it to Dawson, but it was taken. Who the hell took it? Oh, that's what I want to know. The same guy that took my Twitter handle. Why I have to be Captain Dawson. But anyway. I think it's funny that, like, I get it, the Ra's al Ghul is like this mantle, like this name that's been passed down, but it seems funny, like, it's like his ultimate, like, marriage, or, like, you're going to take my complete name. Because when I first heard this Al-Sahim name, I was like, oh, that's cool, he gets his own name. Like, he's still, like, Ra's al Ghul, but, like, he still gets the al Ghul part, but he gets his own name. But it's only temporary, because it will be Ra's al Ghul if he ever gets it, which I think is kind of funny.
It was less you have to be Ra's al Ghul and more you have to be the heir to my throne.
Yeah, like, I thought he was really good at this job. Like, I just really wanted a buddy. No one else here is my friend.
I really wanted a buddy, and technically, without you, Nyssa is heir to the throne, and she's just not fun.
She doesn't even like Monopoly.
She doesn't even like cheese. I mean...
And Maseo's just always really mopey about his dead son. It's like, oh, I get it, you lost a kid, but have a fun day. Just like, you know, just one cheat day where you're like, oh, I forgot I had a son. Let's go ride bikes together. But no. So we're going to be BFFs now, Ollie.
I like this concept of Ra's al Ghul that just wants to have fun. He just wants a buddy.
Ross just wants to have fun. He wants really to get on it.
He really needs to meet Rocky.
He wants to get on a tandem bike, and it's just not happening. Like, Oliver is his chance at just a great BFF friendship. He's really jealous of what they have with Diggle, so that's why he wants to kill him next episode.
Makes sense.
But yeah. Arrow, good.
I want the show to start next week without saying Arrow and just says Al-Saheem.
That little, the new... like, title card with the different looking arrows finally explained by his little tattoo. Yeah. Took 20 episodes to pay off, but I've been wondering about that the whole time. Not really. In sort of spin-off-ish news, like speculation, there was like a picture of them filming, and it had Rey, and apparently the thing I read said it had Rory in it, but I didn't see him. And Captain Cold, I also didn't see him. I was too focused on everything else, I guess. And it had Oliver and maybe Barry? I don't know. But it had, the main point is it had Sarah in the picture. And, like, you can barely see below her head, but it looks like she's wearing something white. So there's all the speculation that she'll be White Canary, which is apparently the only person who's White Canary is some Asian character. But I have no idea about her other than she was Asian. That's the only thing about her I know. But I think that would be really cool, just in terms of like streamlining the character, like, because her character's original anyway, so making her somebody called the White Canary I think would be really cool, because it would be weird for her to all of a sudden be just a different character. And I think that could be a really neat evolution of her character and a really cool way to go about it. So like that, I had heard the name somewhere before, White Canary, but like I never looked into it until this all of a sudden hearing she was Asian. So I think if they do that, that's like the way to go. Like I'm fully on board with that.
Yeah, like I heard like she was she's a villain in Birds of Prey, I guess. And so one of the things I read is that they could attempt to bring her back with the Lazarus Pit, and then because she's been dead for so frickin' long that it basically makes her go nuts.
Oh, God.
And so she turns out kind of like evil instead of normal good Sarah. But I don't know. Whatever they really decide to do, I don't really care a whole
as long
lot.
As the boobs are back. I mean, her.
As long as it kind of makes sense, I don't really care too much after that.
I mean, considering we've already started bringing in Lazarus Pit-like stuff, it's not that much of a stretch. I just think having Sarah as a character as opposed to someone else makes a lot more interesting storylines for her and for other people. And she could have been revived not long after her death. And for as far as we know, someone could have grave robbed her. It would be interesting if she was working with like Captain Cold and Lincoln. I always forget his name. Not Heatblast.
Heatwave.
It's like blast, but with a wave. It's like a really friendly heat blast. It's like, hey, oh, different kind of wave. No, but like her sort of being on that side of things, because I still don't know how it works. Like, are they all part of a team? Are they fighting? I don't know.
Don't worry.
But before I, you know, heard about that she was a villain, the White Canary, I was thinking, like, that was a good thing. It's weird, because here, white is, like, the symbol of purity, but, like, in Japan, isn't it, like, evil?
No.
Oh, I thought white was evil.
I don't think so.
You're evil.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
But anyway, like, I thought of it, like, because Sarah's whole thing before she died was that she felt she was unworthy of redemption because of being with the League. So I thought her sort of taking up this new identity as the White Canary would be like a redemption story. So that could be cool too. I don't know how they're going to do it. It could be both. She could start out cray cray evil and then redeem. But I'm just really interested in what they do with it, especially the title. There's two things I want to know: the title and like confirmation of her role, and then everything else is just cool. Like, I just want to know those two things. I think it's funny that I'm more interested in speculation about this show than I am about storylines in, like, Driver and a Ninja. I'm like, this isn't even really a storyline. It's just a news story. But lots of exciting stuff. And I think, unless I'm remembering it wrong, in that picture, Oliver was wearing his old Arrow suit.
So. I think so. I mean, I feel like by the end of the season that he'll be back to normal Arrow.
Back to action.
I mean, we know he wears the black suit when he's on Flash by the end of Flash, but...
Yeah. But it's like his black suit Spider-Man. But
I feel by the end of Arrow we'll have...
Arrow back.
Normal Arrow back.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they get out of it, because I honestly didn't even expect him to go this far when the story first started. Like, I assumed he would, you know, have a dilemma with it, and then he chose not to, like he did. And I assumed the rest of the season would be him just fighting off Ra's al Ghul. I didn't expect them to actually go into it. And I think it's really neat that they actually did go for that. Even if it ends up being temporary, whatever happens will have repercussions later. So it's neat that they did it for a time. They gotta give Starling City a chance to figure out who the Arrow was. Are you the Arrow? No, I'm Mal Sahim. Oh, sorry. Sorry, bro. Didn't mean to. And then when he comes back, like, oh, the Arrow? I don't even remember his identity. It wasn't publicized. It's cool.
Who are you? Whatever.
I'm still shocked about the horrid death from last week, that plant that they knocked over in Castle.
Yeah.
Damn it! I keep wanting to call it Castle. All bases are now Castle, just so you know. The Ninja's house, Drive's place is now Castle. Even Gaim's little hangout is Castle. Star Labs is now Castle.
Everything is Castle.
See? Everything is actually Nathan Fillion. It's a different Castle.
Perfect.
This is a completely random, unimportant thing, but I did appreciate the fact that Malcolm brought up that the idea of bringing Thea to Star Labs first before sending her to Lazarus Pit. Yeah,
I like that.
Even just, like, the mention of it. Even, like, last week when they mentioned bringing Barry in to help with not Peter Capaldi. we didn't mention that on air, but that dude from last week totally looked like a knockoff Peter Capaldi. but I still think that's BS. Like, well, Barry doesn't have time. Bitch, he picked up pizza in, like, 5 seconds. Pretty sure he could have put Peter Capaldi away.
Absolutely.
Peter Capaldi. I can't wait for Doctor Who to start back up.
Yeah.
It's going to be like August or something. Okay. You're not caught up on iZombie, I assume?
Nope.
She's still a zombie, not cured. Spoiler alert.
Damn it.
Can't even believe how much these shows are ruining each other. iZombie ruined RPM, spoilers, by finding out she was in the cast. That's so dumb. I'm legit curious how many people watch Arrow or Flash without one or the other.
I don't know.
Like, I know there's some, but I don't know. Like, if I mentioned that before with the spoilers thing, but I would really feel a handicap with them if they couldn't mention it. Like, especially with Oliver coming in Flash with his situation, it would be awkward not to mention it. Like, hey, Oliver, what's going on? Nothing. She's going through a phase right now. It's nothing. It's just I really wanted to dress in black. Oh, I wanted to take after Malcolm and be the Doc Atcha. I just really like saying that. It's fun.
Now it's time for the...
Just kidding.
Because now it's time for the Facebook question of the whenever-ness.
The truly whenever-ness. Cha. I forgot about the cha I'd added in there. So, favorite green senshi, which is funny because originally this was going to line up with St. Patrick's Day, but now it lines up with Earth Day. But except it was yesterday, but still, I think I handled that pretty well.
You okay. Got it.
You know, that's right.
Let's see. So, Hef Moses.
My name is Jeff.
Let's see. I have Brai, Soji, and Hikari to choose from. Probably going to give it to Soji.
Probably is like the feels of probably. This interaction here is epic, right? This is just like chill down the spine. So Jordan Abraham Lincoln Baker says slavery is bad too, but if I had to pick, it would probably be Hikari because you could tell he was so fed up with the Tokuger's shit. Also Makito from Magi Ranger, since you guessed it, he's a hashtag magical motherfucker. Also hashtag type dead meat because I can also wait. Because I can't. That's right. Because I can also. Because I want to, my answer to be a bunch of R references to make Dawson proud. And then Andrew Booth says, "So how is that play?" Chills. It's like history happening in front of you. This is how the Lincoln assassination would have happened on Facebook. That's probably what he would have done on Lincoln's Facebook page before he did it.
I can't believe that happened.
That's amazing. We've created a mythology about a fake Lincoln assassination lineage on our show. How many other podcasts?
I love each and every one of you.
I love some of you.
And it's funny because the last time this was brought up was the last Facebook question, which was like seriously a month ago.
Yeah, I've been bad about it.
Anthony Ciano says, I like Ferrari.
He's like a Ferrari, but with Brian.
The Dragon Ranger suit is pretty nice, or Shurikendra.
Gary M. Baker says, I get all the long comments today, apparently. Well, shit, I don't know. That's all I said. No. Who to put, considering the fact that I hate Tokreen, don't give a fuck about his number. Whoa, settle down. Whoa, just take it easy, man. So that's an unpopular opinion. And I don't want to say Brai, even though I love Jew Ranger, and that's an unpopular opinion. Notice the pattern here? Anyway, the real answer is Makito Sensei, because come on, he knows English and is the best Nissan ever! He didn't say ever, but I like saying it. Actually, not liking Jew Ranger is only in a, or liking Jew Ranger is only an unpopular opinion in our circle. It's a popular opinion everywhere else.
It really is, especially now that the Shout Factory DVD is
coming. Yeah, they just, everyone just loves to ride Shout Factory's dick. It's like the Togu fandom's favorite thing. Like, thank you for doing your job, essentially is what they do. But our podcast is like Unpopular Opinion, the podcast.
Alan Brown says, Makito Oz. I wanted to say Oz. how was that pronounced? That was pronounced Ozu, wasn't it? In Magic Ranger?
Probably. So they like to add use on there.
He is... wow. He is truly worthy of the title Aniki.
Lee Shannon says... Hold on.
Akashi Domyoji.
There we go. Because freaking Green Hippopotamus. Damn, you gave him the easy ones! I can't resist. Every time that word happened. I only knew him as that. I didn't know his name was Sushi Doriyama.
Neil Grimm says, Senshan from Dekka Ranger. He was a good detective and always kept a level head. I see what you might have intentionally did there. If not, I still approve.
That's a really cool name. You should be a detective. Detective Neil Grimm. Like, that's a cool name. Like, you have to be a detective. Or, like, a private investigator. Brody Taylor Gage, the man of three names, is Don McGuire from Go Kiter. Bloody Taylor Gage is an evil twin. Oh, Brian gets to read the only answer that matters.
George Hansen Jr. says, is Nanda Parbat near Japan? I don't even care. Ollie is the only superhero in green that matters.
See, that's the only answer that matters. Christian Shear says, go see green. Says go say, I'm just being a dick.
Got it. Joshua Petty says, I'm sorry, I just looked down a little bit and saw Aerosol's answer. Joshua Petty says, Green Hippopotamus because of Hiromu's reaction to his death.
It was pretty epic. I love that. Oh, I haven't guys have done this
in general is amazing.
Since the Clone Wars. Corey, does Pound My Maru count? No? Fine. Let's go with Wizard of Oz. You know, Haruto's the wizard. He has a friend who has a green chameleon mantle. Chameleons change forms. I shouldn't be rocking back and forth while I'm reading this. A changer that forms into Gokai Green. My final answer is Gokai Green. Wipes hands on pants.
This mysterious aerosol fellow says, green-sized caterpillar baby.
Second only answer that matters. But here we go.
Like?
Enrique Iglesias. Enrico Pablo Gutierrez says, his royal clumsiness, the Dogoyer of worlds, the Don of all Navis, Emperor of Awkwardness, creator of the Gokai Galleon Buster, Gokai Green, and Luca's consciousness inside his body just made it a million times hotter. Only real lads wear plaid. I really like that. Because it's a pun. Oh, God. This is such an old face picture of me. It's like with my goatee and my like thug life hat.
Janik Stewart says, sure, Kencher. Good personality and this broken English. Also, here is Dawson Pony.
This reminds me of when I did a vlog with that backwards hat and like these really large, like old people glasses. Like those. Because I had just gotten my eyes dilated, so I thought it'd be funny to do a vlog without acknowledging it. Mainly because I went through the drive-thru at Burger King with those glasses on without any explanation. I thought it was funny. Just a bit about me. All right. Klepto Martin says,
Gero, Gero.
What it counts? His skin is green! Hashtag this joke train survives the ages. Hashtag Gero, Gero. And then he's like really Giru obsessed lately. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's click. There's Mewtwo's there, as always. Gagiru, who's this strange fellow in the top left-hand corner?
I don't know because he's upside down. I feel like I know him, I just can't recognize him because he's upside down.
If only I was a bat, I could see it.
I'm trying. I don't know. Kiefer, help.
To be a bat? Careful.
I was trying to tip over. Jared Castile says, pick mine for me, not you, Dawson Ryder, lols.
The caterpillar one aerosol said, that's your answer. Kevin Phantom Thon says, Gokai Green because he's dead. Hashtag RIP in peace. He died?
RIP in peace.
Did his actor die?
Oh, no.
Oh, he was in Lazarus Pit, and he came back wrong. Okay.
Andrew Booth says, Gokai Green, because Hakase, and I like to think that he just finished washing his hands when he does a roll call and is drying his hands in his suit.
Derek Zartan says, Soji, because his fighting style and raptors.
And TKDT Gray says, Gosei Green, because he realized that the best parts of that season was him dying. You don't see him. You ain't gonna see me in my final form, bitches. Hashtag Dawson agrees, because I'm right.
Am I supposed to just agree every time someone says hashtag Dawson agrees?
I guess so. You don't get a choice.
Okay, I was just checking. Okay, this is the part where we answer.
Yeah, it is the part where we answer. Let's see. Who is green that I've
seen? Oliver Queen. But not anymore. He's black now.
Let's see, Hikari, no, Soji was alright, that was amazing.
Green Lantern's my favorite.
My favorite green is, what the hell was his designation, Green Eagle from Jetman, from the,
the from comic? The
comic, Jeffrey Kenzaki.
His name is Jeff, too.
Kenzaki, rather.
Hashtag Jeff, man.
That he is my favorite green Sentai. No one said him. I'm disappointed. Come on, guys.
Kevin's favorite green Sentai is his daughter, actually.
Yeah. She's green.
Pretty much. But because she's not breathing, quick! Get her to a hospital. They're all asleep on the job. Where's the baby?
I'm totally cool with green hippopotamus. And green-sized caterpillar baby, too. I'm cool with all those answers. For real, though, it's going to be Don, because Don was amazing.
He was.
And I'm not really big on any other green, so I like Senchan. Senchan's cool. But I didn't really like a whole lot of other greens.
Yeah, mine's Don as well. Like, I realized that before I started this whole line of questioning, that makes it sound like I'm a detective. But, like, this whole section of Sentai questions, I was sort of mentally quickly going over my favorites in my head, so I was thinking about when we talk about it, and I realized that
with the exception of maybe the Six Ranger category, I'll have to see when we get to that, but not as many Sentai Rangers stick out as like, oh man, that guy was my favorite, as it does with like Power Rangers or something. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, sometimes I would go through that when we would do the Power Rangers questions and I would instantly know who my favorite was, or I would be like, oh man, who do I choose between? Here it's like you said, that guy was aight. That was like me on every single question or every single option I went over in my head, or that guy sucked, he was aight. I don't even remember him. He was Asian. Like, I had, like, no distinct impression of so many of them. So, Six might be the only exception, but even then, not quite as memorable. But next time I put it up will be Red, and then I think Sixth, and then we're done. And then we're going to be doing another change with questions, which we'll probably announce into the season, beginning of next or something. Don't listen to anything I say. All that stuff will happen. We just don't know when.
Correct. Things will happen at some point.
The story of the show. Future. Things will happen at some point.
Maybe.
All right. Now it's time for...
Final Things, MP3.
Final Things!
I have a thingy, and it's not final.
So enthusiastic. So all those things we just said.
Everything we just said. I was gonna mention the Shishi Ranger from Die Ranger, but I was gonna mention because he was a snazzy dresser, but I couldn't
remember.
That
was yellow.
Oh, was that yellow? They're all the same to me.
That's why when I was trying to think of them, the only Die Rangers I remember is Red because he like took his shirt off and was red. Kiba Ranger because he was little, and yellow because he was a snazzy dresser. I cannot picture Blue or Green's face. Die Ranger, everyone blended together in one blob.
I had really bad problems with Die Ranger.
Yeah, like everyone like molded together in a blob of Asian. Like they're all just one character called Die Ranger. Maybe they're all just a giant mud person.
Probably.
So, like they weren't really memorable. I just remember latching on to yellow because he was a snazzy dresser, and I felt bad he never got any storylines.
Which is really weird because I actually really liked Die Ranger, but. I don't remember
distinct.
Anyone from Die Ranger, probably except Ko, because he was little and a pervert and had a skateboard.
All defining characteristics of street youths.
And he had legacy Byakko Shinken.
Oh, hashtag Sentai Purism. Alright, so, you know, just one last duck at you.